Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink. Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Still doing it.
Every Monday. Get your dose of true crime and Tab and Gretch time.
Us. Yeah.
Clink, clink.
Oh, clink, it's clink. I'm drinking.
Yeah.
It's a nighttime. It's
a nighttime.
The tequila.
Yeah. So fun. Mm-hmm.
So fun.
Or not. You know, I had to have my husband put the kids to bed tonight.
Yeah.
So that's always fun.
Snaps for that.
Well, usually it's not fun. Usually it ends with me walking out and the kids actually not being asleep still yet.
Oh, I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband has been missing in action for weeks now.
I know. He's on that oil
He's pretty spill. Busy with work. Yeah. Yeah, working on the oil spill. So this weekend, I was on my own with my children.
Man, how did that go?
Well, it went. You know, I said, I'm going to do something fun. I can be the fun parent, right?
Well, can you?
So they've been. Well, first, they wanted to go back to the Discovery Cube.
Well, you got that.
Big science museum. Right. You know, I just bought us passes. Mm-hmm. So I said, what the heck? Do it. Live it up. You know, I like that place,
but I don't like it on a Saturday. Because everything is, you got to touch everything. You got to stop. Oh. And it's just bananas.
Do you feel like there's cooties?
Yeah, I feel like there's cooties and there's just, it's just noisy and it's just, it's not my jam.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they had a special guest.
Who?
This week.
Barney.
It was a lady.
Okay.
Who was there to show the rats. The rats that she has as pets. They were the biggest damn rats I've ever seen. They had long, white, veiny tails.
Okay.
My children all wanted to touch them, which is fine. You know, like I'm sure we all do. We all play it cool. Awesome. My children told her that we have had a rat and we killed it.
Oh, God. Did she start crying? That was like Kiki. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Kira, God. Kiki, Leia.
I mean, I'm sorry. I am such an animal lover, but I can't with the fucking rats.
Kiki's rat was amazing, actually. Show me pictures. It was really amazing.
Listen, these rats had giant testicles, too.
When I went to the pet store, they have giant testicles.
I was like, are those rats mixed with elephants? Because seriously, this is like,
hello, situation. You know that they like reproduce on a very regular basis, like
rat
all
people
the time.
Don't come for me, because the nice lady explained that these aren't like house rats, but they're like some other kind of rats, and you're welcome to adopt them. But
so
I can't get past the rat thing. I mean, I can't get past the tail. I just can't.
I rode at Disney World the Ratatouille ride. It's brand spanking new, and it was amazing. And it made me want to have a rat. You're actually a rat in the ride. It's really fun. And then I'm kind of down.
Well, I'm not. So we bounced. We bounced from the Science Center real quick. I mean, we were only there like an hour. Isn't that the joy of having a membership? You're like, whatever.
Yes.
Let's go. So then they wanted me to go to Pumpkin City. And everybody's been telling me, Pumpkin City,
it's
great.
It's it.
Where I live, it's like a pumpkin patch in a parking lot. They've got games, all that stuff. So yeah, we did it.
Is that what Pumpkin City is?
Yes. Yes, it is. So I spent a small fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I let my kids play the games. I don't usually let them play games. I try to teach them that the games are where they just take your money. You never win.
Except for Kyla.
Tab's daughter just won something huge. Well, these games, they actually did. They all won.
Wow, that's amazing.
The first time they played. And so then it like really backfired. They were like, see, Mom? Like, yeah, the tickets cost like $10 for you to play that game, and you won like a dollar.
Oh, God, I know.
Toy, but okay.
Yeah.
So then we rode a ride. Thankfully, they have an Oktoberfest tent.
Oh, that's fun.
And there was
fun.
A little puppet show going on. So Mommy got to have a beer
Good.
While the children watched a puppet show. I was down for that.
Good. Yeah.
And then it ended with, I told them, this is how many tickets we have left. You can play another game. Or you can ride a ride, right? So my son decides to play another game, and this time he did not win.
And did he have a fit?
Well, his other sister, one sister chose to ride a ride, and the other sister chose to play a game. So then she had two toys.
Oh.
He no likey that.
Yeah.
Naturally, that sister who loses, she'd lose the hair on her head if it wasn't attached, you know? The Willow. She lost one of her toys, set it down somewhere. And she's losing her mind because she lost it. And I finally say, you know, sorry, we got to go and we're not going to find it. And he is so happy.
Oh,
he
my
just
God.
Says, okay, now it's fair. So,
okay.
I think Pumpkin City.
It's a learning lesson.
It was a learning lesson. I'm not really feeling it.
But kind of. I mean, it gave me something to do. Here is what one thing that adults don't find fair these days.
Tell me.
On the aeroplanes, they do not serve alcohol if you're in coach anymore. Do you know this?
I hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a pro tip from one of my tennis ladies today, and I thought I had to bring it all to you guys because it's a good one. And by the way, you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from my tennis lady. I don't know where you heard this from if you ever get in trouble. Okay.
Yeah.
But those little bottles of alcohol that they sell you on the airplane that they're not selling you anymore are less than 3.4 ounces of alcohol or liquid. Okay. So you can pop those little things in your bag for carry-on.
I know.
And
but
use
it's
it.
Not that. Yes. But then you got to have the forethought to go to the liquor store because that's like the only place they sell those little bottles.
Dude.
And there is something, come on, there's something magical about having the flight attendant mix you up a bloody.
I 100% agree with you, but it's not happening. Like it's not going to happen. So make it happen yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Normal.
You are.
Forget it.
Yes, you are. So I'm just saying they were all like, oh yeah, that's what I do. I was like, how did I not know this? This is not a thing. But then they also said maybe it was not like, I don't know if it's copacetic.
Okay.
I don't know.
So stop by the liquor store.
So you're on the mic today, girlfriend.
I sure am.
Are you ready to tell me your crime?
Yes, I sure am.
Good. Give it to me.
Give it to you hard. Okay. Today, I'm going to tell you about a strikingly beautiful woman named Exandia Salado.
Okay. That is an interesting and difficult name.
It is an interesting and difficult name, but I keep seeing the first four letters are Exxon.
Yeah. So do you know
so you're
thinking
saying of the gas?
Right?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I watched enough stuff about it. Exandia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Exandia.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me tell you, I think Exandia could have pursued modeling. Seriously? But maybe she's 5'6". Do you think that's too short?
Kate Moss was 5'6", so no.
So I don't know why she didn't. She is thin, mm-hmm. beautiful features, light-colored, like greenish-brown eyes, and they're just working for her. And then she has dark skin. So beautiful.
Maybe she did pursue modeling a little.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
I know all about her.
Okay.
Okay. She went a different route. She was a really great student growing up. She's very smart. She was a straight-A student in high school, but she didn't take the college route. She ended up married and having her first child by the time she was 20.
Oh, God. What year was this?
I would say this was late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, so she's like our age.
Yeah, so she is like our age, yeah.
Yeah, not going the college route that's kind of interesting, especially a straight A student.
You know, she was young and in love.
Oh, that young and in love thing.
It's tricky, right? Yeah. Okay, so Exandia ended up leaving the marriage when she was just 23. Well, okay, you know, young love.
Not surprising.
Don't always work out. To support herself and her children, she enlisted in the Navy, and she became an avionics technician.
Okay, I love that, by the way. That's amazing.
Smart.
Yeah.
Told you, she's smart. Okay. Her daughter, who is now grown, describes her childhood as being great. I mean, this woman, with the exception about how this all ends, sounds like a much better mother than me. She said her mother instilled education and her love of books in her and her siblings always. She took them to the bookstore every week.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. She is a much better mother than you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a lot. Raising two kids as a single mother and serving in the military, then getting your ass up and being like, let's go to the bookstore, kids. I can't wait to read to you.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let's admit it. That's a lot. Yeah. Okay. So Exandia's got it going on. She's this young, smart mom that has her shit together. So who can fault her for taking her fine self to the club one night and meeting a guy who was also in the military? His name was Manny Salado. They fell in love. Mm-hmm. And Exandia's children came to love Manny as well. When Manny was transferred to Chicago, they all went because now Exandia had finished her 4-year commitment to the Navy. In Chicago, Exandia and Manny married, and then they had a child together, a baby girl. So now they're a family of 5.
Like the you new and family me.
Yeah, like you and me, mm-hmm. right? Except how helpful would it be to have 2 older children help you take care of a baby?
Yeah, like how old were her kids at that point?
Probably like 8 and 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So easy, right?
When you have your 3rd and your youngest is 8.
Except you always got a break for nap time. So that's a drag.
See, I think at that point, you're like, this is my 3rd kid. They don't really get a nap.
You'll sleep in the car. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Right. Okay. So the new family dynamic was Manny was the main breadwinner while Exandia was a stay-at-home mom. But she didn't just stay at home and take care of the kids in the house. She also started a website building business of her own. According to Exandia's daughter, things were okay in Chicago, but there were arguments about finances periodically. Exandia handled all of it, and apparently she ran a pretty tight ship. But, I mean, I think it's real common for married couples to have disputes over
money.
Dinero. Yeah.
That's the number one reason, I think, for divorce, first of all. And
right?
So that means it's the number one fight that everybody has.
Okay.
And yes.
Yeah. So no big red flags there.
You have too many Starbucks coffees in one day. You might get, you know.
Oh, do you have experience with this?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I do, but maybe.
Right.
I'm speaking for a friend.
Speaking for a friend. Of course. Okay, so from Chicago, the military transferred Manny to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
So for whatever reason, when this happened, Exandia sent her teenage kids to go live with her parents in Florida. So now in Oklahoma City, it's just Exandia, Manny, and the baby girl who was now 4.
Okay.
I don't really know why she didn't take her teenagers with her, I mean, Florida, you can imagine to teenagers, Florida probably does sound better than Oklahoma City.
It definitely does. But let me tell you let me just sidebar real quick.
Okay.
Oklahoma is very close to me. My friends went to the casino on the border. Gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. $1,200 on the penny slots.
Listen, my family that lives in Oklahoma, they frequent the casinos.
Do they win?
Yeah.
Yes. She won $1,200 on the penny slots.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go. Well, like I was saying, I don't know why she didn't take her teenagers with her, but I know they were financially strapped. And when they moved to Oklahoma City, they moved into a relatively small apartment. Like
so
if you were bringing 2 teenagers with you. So maybe that's a factor. I don't really know. Okay. When they made the move to Oklahoma City, Exandia already had a friend that lived there, a woman named April. They had been friends for years because they had met when both of them were serving in the Navy together. So the Salados were building a new life for themselves in OKC.
Mm-hmm.
And Exandia also continued to build her website business. So then Manny's enlistment commitment in the military came up the year that they moved in 2007, and he did not re-enlist. Exandia's business had not really taken off, so Manny ended up bouncing around between a couple of jobs, doing stuff like installing cable to support the family, but they were still really struggling financially, and Exandia was real stressed out about it.
Okay. Sounds like
Manny just. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Okay. Manny decided to re-enlist in the reserves.
Okay. Great idea.
Great idea, right? Probably got like health insurance and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You get to shop. What's that store they all shop at?
Oh, yeah. It's on the base.
Yeah, it's on the base. They like don't pay taxes or something. It's like a real good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone's like banging their head against the wall.
You're like,
yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
What?
Yeah. And so at the time, though, Exandia, she didn't think it was such a great idea. She was kind of over the military. And so she was like, say what?
Yeah. She's like, I don't think so.
Also, they don't, that is not going to pay enough money to make ends meet. You know, shipping off 1 week in a month, right? So
no,
I don't agree. Okay. But this was not the only thing Exandia was pissed at Manny about. 6 months prior, Manny had gone to the Dominican Republic, which is where he's from, for a family wedding. He had traveled there without Exandia, and when he got back, she was very suspicious that he had been up to no good while he was visiting his homeland.
Listen, first thought of mine.
Right? Mm-hmm. So guess what she did, Tav?
I hope she hired, well, I don't know, hired a PI?
Well, pretty close. So she's, you know, she's real techie, right? With her website building business. So she installed some spyware on his computer.
Yeah. Okay. She's smart.
And her instincts were right.
I love that.
You know,
shit.
They always are.
You know, they are.
If you think, then they are, right? Okay. He hadn't just hooked up with someone he met at the club while he was there. He was carrying on a relationship with a woman and had continued to ever since he'd gotten back. Exandia found emails where they told each other, you know, I love you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. And to make matters worse, it was clear he was real serious about leaving Exandia for this woman because she found out he had also contacted a divorce lawyer.
Oh, shoot.
That's rough,
not
right?
Not a fling, you know? Like,
no, not a fling.
Yeah. Bummer.
So it's no surprise. Exandia's not feeling it anymore with Manny. Okay. Mm-hmm. So on October 8th, 2007, Exandia called her friend April and told her, like, F this. I am out of here. I'm going to Florida to live with my parents. And, you know, that's where her older children were living already.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? So April is a good friend and she came over and starts helping her pack her shit up.
Mm-hmm.
During the time they were packing, Manny never came home, which
for like hours or days or.
Well, I don't know. They're packing for a couple hours. And it kind of left April like, so where's Manny anyways?
Mm-hmm.
And April said Exandia told her, oh, he's in the closet. And April didn't think anything of the comment at the time. She just thought Exandia was, you know, kidding.
I would think it was kidding, like something
totally
funny, right?
Right? So Exandia asked April if she could watch her five-year-old for her while she ran some errands. She specifically said she needed to go to the Home Depot. Now, if I were April, I would be thinking, sure, Home Depot is probably a good place to pick up some moving boxes.
You know what else Home Depot is good to find?
What?
A new husband. Remember?
True story. True
Remember
story.
Remember when I was moving yeah. here? I mean, how many people did I meet at Home Depot that would have been
Listen,
a good
No offense,
fit.
Home Depot, but it's not my favorite place. They have good Christmas decorations.
Oh, my God.
If my husband ever sends me there for an errand, if it's not Christmas time, I don't want to go.
Dude, they have the best Halloween decorations. Did you see that skeleton that they have for this
No.
Halloween? It sold out in a hot second, and you can buy it on, like, eBay for $1,000 or more. It's legit.
Bananas.
Yes.
Okay.
And my friend Jessica
bought. Yes, they have good stuff.
A really cool, like, Jack, you know, like.
Jack Skellington.
Jack Skellington there. It's really awesome. So, yes, they have great
they
decorations.
They are good for decorations.
Yeah.
But listen, the aisles are confusing to me. I don't feel the stuff is labeled. If I'm going to be taking myself to a
hardware
store, I prefer the Lowe's.
You do. That's so funny because I don't prefer the Lowe's, but I don't prefer the Lowe's for any particular reason except for when I lived in California, the Home Depot was closer. And so now they're actually right across the street from each other, which sounds really crazy. But I always just go to Home Depot.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who knew?
Okay. Well, so anyways, while April is under the impression that Exandia is just going to take herself to Home Depot, maybe get some moving boxes, who knows?
That's where I got mine.
She takes the little girl back to her place. Well, she's under the impression that Exandia is going to just run a couple errands and come back, but Exandia did not come back later that evening like April was expecting. She actually did not come back for three dang days.
She left the little girl there, and was she like, hello, I'm not the mother. What am I supposed to do with this kid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It turns out Exandia did go to the Home Depot, but she didn't stock up on moving boxes while she was there. Instead, she bought some tin sheeting, a roll of
tin
wire,
sheeting?
And yes, and cinder blocks.
What is tin sheeting?
You know, like big sheets of metal.
Oh, okay. That you put on like a roof?
Interesting.
I've seen that on like roofs, yeah, or something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
A Home Depot clerk helped her load all the items into her minivan, which, by the way, of course he remembered her because I'm telling you, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just think that it helps to look nondescript if you're trying to get away with something shady. Well, just saying.
At Home Depot? Yes.
Well, anywhere. Yeah.
Anywhere, right? Yes. But I mean, if you go into Nordstrom's, there's a
lot
of pretty
people. If you're helping people all day out to their car, you might not remember, you know, say me, but you get some, you know, supermodel coming through. You're like, oh, yeah. They run her picture by you. You're like, I remember.
Yeah.
Cinder blocks, tin sheeting, roll of wire. Yeah.
Me in the back of her minivan in my fantasy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Like that guy thought about her longer than just taking this stuff to her car. But let me just tell you, they'll recognize you too.
Oh, okay.
Right now, you look like a hot biscuit.
Right now, yeah, okay. Usually I'm Jack's grandma. You guys, if you don't understand that, you need to join Patreon. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, so she shows up after 3 days to get her 5-year-old, and April was rightfully pissed. WTF, Exandia.
Did April try to call the husband, the dad? Like, hello, somebody pick up this kid.
I imagine she probably did, but I do not know that specifically 100%.
All right, I'll ask her.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
But she was also super weirded out by how Exandia looked and acted when she did finally showed up.
Yeah.
Exandia was wearing muddy army fatigues, and she said she smelled like something real funky.
Okay.
Also, when April was trying to like tell her friend the business, like, hello, who leaves their 5-year-old for 3 days without so much as a phone call? Exandia was not trying to hear it. She was like, you know what? Just give me my child and I will be on my way. I really need to go to the car wash. Well, April was not having it and she kept pushing it. And she said, Exandia finally broke and said, yeah, I shot him twice in the chest, dismembered him, and took him to some rural location.
She told
April was like, okay, all right, see you later. Have a nice day.
911?
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Exandia leaves. April gets to thinking like, F this. I am not that good of a friend. I am not taking this shit to the grave.
And I'm not taking this shit to like the jail because she's going
right?
to be sent to prison for helping.
My thoughts too, right? So she went to the police. She tells them she thinks her friend killed her husband. An account of her smelling so funky.
Oh God, that's
she
so
thinks she
gross.
Might have burned him.
Oh, he smells like she smelled like burning flesh or something.
Yeah.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient, they are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
You know when you smell like your hair burning?
Oh, it's the worst. Oh, God. I burned so much of my hair off in a toaster one time.
In a toaster? Like you bent over and
I leaned over it and my hair caught on fire.
Oh, I burnt my hair in a candle before where I'm like, went back. Holy shit. It's on fire.
It smells
fire.
So terrible.
Yeah. And it smells like the whole house up for a while.
Oh, God. Awful. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I think we agree. April is smart. She knows that, like, she's Exandia's only friend. And if Exandia,
I like the
had
name
done something
Exandia
as bananas.
Better.
I know, me too, right? Yeah. She knows if she's done something as bananas as murder, she doesn't want to get dragged into that shit as a co-conspirator or something.
No way.
She's out, right? We don't blame
That's
her.
That's smart. Okay. I think too many people don't do that. They're like,
yeah, they don't speak up.
Yeah, they don't. They're like nervous. And it's like, no, don't go down for somebody else's BS.
No way. No way. So police took April's report seriously and they go and knock on Exandia's door. Exandia, I can only imagine, is like, oh my God, April, what a bitch. Tell your friend you killed your husband and 5 minutes later they rat you out. Thanks, girl.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. She's thinking that, 100%. But also, 100%. Your honor, your GD mind, if you kill your husband. Just saying.
Agreed. Okay. So when the police questioned her, she tells them she has no idea where her husband is, but she's not surprised that she hasn't heard from him because he likes to run off with other women.
Well, true.
She tells police, call him up, ask him yourself. They say, okay, we will. Give us his phone number and we'll do just that. Well, Manny didn't answer the phone. He couldn't, even if he was alive, because his phone was still in the apartment and so was his wallet and his ID, which the police found when they ended up searching the apartment. Mm-hmm. So it's not looking real good for Exandia because, most men that run off with women, if that's what he had done, like she's saying...
They take their shit
tend
with
to
them?
Take their phones and wallets with them, I would think.
Mm, I think. Okay. Maybe.
On top of that, police found a box of bullets in the apartment with six missing, but they still didn't find a gun. And they didn't find any blood evidence that would indicate like a crime had happened at Manny and Exandia's apartment.
Okay.
So they didn't have enough evidence to arrest Exandia at that point.
Yeah, because they don't know where they got to find him, right?
Yeah, they got to find him, right? Mm-hmm. But what they did do was confiscate her minivan and her computer. So after they leave, Exandia, she hits the road, hightails it to Florida where her family is waiting for her, right? She's like not going to wait it out.
Speaking of Florida, if you did not listen to our YouTube,
a lot of similarities between this and the minivan. What else? Florida. Yeah. And a little similarity about these families I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
So she tells her family the marriage fell apart and she thinks Manny left her for some woman in the Dominican Republic, which they believe. What I'm saying is just like maybe Brian Laundrie's parents believed Gabby Petito decided to
go with somebody else.
Go with somebody else, give him her van. Seems unlikely, but somehow these families believe it.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Who knows? Okay. The part of Exandia's story about Manny leaving her to start over in the Dominican Republic that I think is actually like the hardest sell is that he didn't just leave her. Remember, they also had a 5-year-old daughter. Yeah, it's possible. But it's extra, right? People that knew him say he was a really nice guy and he adored his little girl. He's also a military guy, which makes him like the uber responsible type, and to just walk away from both his child and the military just doesn't seem real likely.
No, and you're not going to leave your phone in your wallet.
Right? But like I said, Exandia's family believed her. They just thought that was the case. And, you know.
You're not thinking that your daughter or your niece or your sister is a cold-blooded killer. Like that is a
heavy thing
to think that somebody would do that.
So time goes on. Exandia, you know, gets her life started over again in Florida. Well, meanwhile, back in Oklahoma, police were still investigating the missing persons case of Manny Salato. They found that the officers he had served under in the reserves were shocked that he hadn't shown up for duty. They said it was very unlike him. Mm-hmm. They also found that there was no evidence on his phone, credit cards, or passport being used. So if he had gone back to the Dominican Republic, like Exandia was saying, they couldn't figure out how.
Yeah, like this passport, you need a passport to get there.
Right. Yeah. When they went through Manny's phone records, they saw that he had called a friend who was a former coworker from the cable company the day before he was last seen. And so they found that friend and interviewed him. He told them that actually he was surprised to hear from Manny when he did. He said that Manny had asked him if they could meet and talk. And this guy said, sure. But he was surprised by it because the truth was they weren't like that good of friends. So he agreed.
Maybe Manny didn't have a lot of friends.
I'm thinking Manny did not have a lot of friends. Okay. I mean, well, it's tough to make friends when you're moving around all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't fault him, to be honest with you. Like, I don't fault not having a lot of friends. Yeah. I think that a lot of people don't have a lot of friends.
Manny and this guy met up. And when they met up, Manny ended up asking this guy that he actually didn't know very well if he could stay with him because he thought his wife was trying to kill him.
No way. He had like feeling about it.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, could you imagine thinking that Jeremiah was going to kill you?
No.
No. I mean, that is like bananas thought.
Yeah, it is. So this guy was taken aback by it. He was like, whoa, that's crazy. But he said they didn't finish the conversation because while they were talking, Manny's phone rang and he took the call. And after the call, Manny just took off. He said he didn't hear from him after that. And so he just figured that the dude like worked stuff out with his wife.
Oh my God. Yeah, they sure did.
Okay, so he's telling all this to investigators, and that conversation certainly amps things up for them, right? Like, now they're like, dude, what is going on between Exandia and Manny leading up to him going MIA? He's thinking she's going to kill him. So they get to searching Exandia's van, and they found it was very clean. Like, extra clean.
Not like my car.
Not like my car either. But you know what? They ripped that shit apart and found DNA evidence that had soaked through the upholstery. Oh. Yeah. And when they tested it, they found that it was Manny's DNA. Well, then they got to search in her computer. And this is where things get bananas. It turns out that for the past 6 months, Exandia had been doing a little research about how to dismember and cook a body.
Oh, no way. This is your second case like this, dude.
Yeah. Some of the searches were even like how to cook a body for human consumption.
Oh, my God. I cannot, like, what the F?
There are so many better ways to get rid of a body, people.
But what do you mean for you? Oh, because like you were going to eat it?
Like she's going to eat it. Yeah.
So that you can't see it. I mean, I hear.
I don't think she did eat it, but I think she was real interested in how you cook one.
That is some sick ass shit.
Okay. So she had downloaded instructions on how to roast a whole pig. And then she Googles where to get the supplies. And guess where you get the supplies?
Home Depot.
To roast a pig.
Oh my God. Home Depot.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dude,
the Home Depot.
She roasted him. You are right.
Wire, tin sheets, and cinder blocks.
My God.
And guess what? They knew that's exactly what she had bought because she paid with a credit card.
Oh my
and
God,
remember,
what an
idiot. The clerk specifically remembered, you know, loading the shit up in her car.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was back in 2007, and cell phone evidence was not as good as it is now.
Okay.
Now the eye in the sky knows where we all are all the time. But back then, they were only able to take Exandia's phone pings and show she was in like a 6 mile radius in a rural area on the days they think she was doing some husband disposing. 6 miles is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of ground to cover. And they searched and searched, but they never recovered any remains or evidence of a roasting.
Because she freaking ate him.
I don't know. But despite not having a body, 14 months after Manny Salato disappeared, they went to Florida and arrested and charged Exandia with first-degree murder.
I cannot believe she did that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So no body trials are tricky.
Yes, they are.
But in addition to, you know, remember her girlfriend April's testimony that Exandia had actually confessed to doing the dirty deed of shooting Manny and then disposing of his body somewhere rural, they found someone else that said she had confessed the same story to them too. Turns out Manny wasn't the only one in the relationship that wasn't faithful. This guy said he had had an affair with Exandia back when the family was living in Chicago. But after she had moved to Oklahoma City, he and Exandia had kept in touch via email and phone calls. And it was on one of these phone calls where he says Exandia told him that she shot Manny twice in the chest while he was sleeping, and then she took him out to the country and cooked him.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's a lot. Okay.
It's a lot. By the way, I think I just looked her up. I think her green eyes are contacts.
Okay, yeah.
Did you think that?
I was curious about that. Looked at a whole lot of pictures of her, and I think it kind of depends on the light because I can't imagine she wore them that commonly, but in some pictures, her eyes do look brown. So it is kind of a mystery to me whether she wore colored contacts or not.
I think she did.
Okay. By the way, PSA, everyone's getting dressed up for Halloween right now. Please remember not to sleep in your costume contacts.
Oh, do not do it.
It is like It's a thing.
It could be.
There is a lot of eye.
Real bad.
Infections after Halloween because we all drinky drinky sleep in our colored contacts.
And they're not like prescription contacts.
And they're not quality. Like,
they're not quality.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Good idea. Thank you so much.
The more you know, you're welcome. So anyhow, the prosecution has a pretty good circumstantial case against Exandia, right? Mm-hmm. But Exandia had a pretty good defense too. Her defense was like, look, first of all, there's no body, so we don't even know that he's dead. And she says the reason he left his ID and phone behind was because he wanted to start over totally anonymously, so why would he take those things with him? They also argued, how is it possible that Exandia murdered and dismembered him in the house? Y'all didn't find a drop of blood. Which, I mean, that is a good point, right?
Yeah.
They also said, look, she's 120 pounds.
I know,
she's 200
tiny.
Pounds. So riddle me, how did she get him out of an apartment complex without anyone seeing anything?
So I do agree with all that.
All good points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What I think is she prepared a lot. I think
it sounds like she was looking that shit up for a while.
She'd been looking stuff up since July, and this happened in October. I think she had lots of like plastic sheeting, something like Dexter, cover up a crime scene style-esque. And then she had 3 days to burn it all up.
Oh my God. I cannot
believe
you could do that. I can't believe I couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't do it either. I will say Exandia had a very on fleek courtroom look. She wore her hair in a low bun, which I think is a real good choice.
It is. It really makes you look like a professional.
It's classy. Right.
Yeah, right.
She also wore glasses and business suits.
Yeah.
Okay. She definitely did not look like a crazy cannibal woman, you know.
I'm sure they tried to make her out to be one.
Oh, I'm sure they did. And she also, she didn't have any prior history with that bizarre sort of shit that she was searching. I mean, like I told you, I don't think she really ate him. I think she was just interested in cooking him.
But why do you cook him?
She also didn't have a criminal history, like,
maybe
at all.
Maybe it's better for the animals to eat them if you cook them. I don't know. Like, it seems weird. Why do you cook him?
Why would that be your go-to?
Yeah, like, why? Like, is it easier to dispose? Is it easier to get rid of? Is it?
I don't think so. Like, more to opportunity me, to make a mess. I mean, all you have to do is cook once to know. It's messy.
Yeah, I know. And I'm thinking, like, fresh blood is smelly, and that's what, you know, all those animals love to eat.
No. So I'm not with it. I'm not with it at all. Okay.
But that other guy cooked his girlfriend, Addie. Remember that?
Yes, we are talking about the case in New Orleans, one of our first episodes.
I think it was episode 12.
Zach and Addie.
Maybe it was 13, 14, something around there. But it was one of our really first episodes, and he cooked her also. And we don't think he ate her either.
Correct.
Right.
Okay, well, people were not impressed. The jury, I mean, by people with her courtroom attire, they found her guilty.
Well, they might have been impressed with her courtroom attire. They just didn't really
think that. They just still thought she did it.
Do we think she did it?
Yeah, I do. I think she did it.
All right. I think she did too.
And let me tell you, she had no reaction when the verdict was read, which, you know, to me, it just validates that she was guilty for sure.
Yeah.
I always say, I think that the guilty ones always kind of know what's coming so they don't lose it. Like, when innocent people are convicted, they can't believe it's happening to them, and they just like fall apart when the verdict is read.
Yeah.
The guilty ones just stand there.
Right.
Like, okay, next. So she was sentenced to life without parole. In 2015, she appealed the decision on account, she says, she had inefficient counsel, which is what everyone cites in their appeal.
I know.
She also says her computer was unlawfully seized from her, and so the evidence found on it should have been suppressed in court. She cites some other problems with how they obtained a warrant, and I don't know enough about search warrants to tell you if she's right or wrong in her argument, but I can tell you that her appeal was denied.
They most likely always are.
Yeah. She is still serving her sentence at the Mabel Bassett Correctional Facility in Oklahoma. It is a minimum medium security facility.
So that's nice. Yeah.
Right? They offer some educational programs. Also, they have one of those programs where inmates train service dogs for people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
That's like this other case we're going to be doing. The woman does that also in Central California, women's prison. Yeah.
It's also the same facility that houses Brenda Andrews, who I did a bonus crime about a while back. And if you want to hear it, please join our Patreon. It's on there under Thou Shall Not Commit Adultery, Brenda.
Brenda. Remember?
So maybe they're friends.
Remember, we were like, don't be a Brenda.
Don't be a Brenda. Yeah. Exandia and Brenda hanging out. Okay. So lastly, Exandia's daughter, Alejandra, is a lovely grown woman now.
It is a pretty name.
She gave an interview on an episode of Snapped about her mama's case. She believes her mother is innocent and there's no way she could have burned Manny's body or anything like that she's accused of. And she just prays he will just come out of hiding so that her mother can get on with her life.
Listen, if your mother is innocent, I also hope that he comes out of hiding.
Oh, me too. I mean, who can blame her for not wanting to believe her mother is guilty? It's real sad. I feel sorry for her and her siblings.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it is like a very difficult thing to think about.
Oh, very. Yeah, I didn't find anything about Manny's family, but like I told you, I think most of them are in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a terrible loss for them too. And not being able to put a loved one to rest, because to this day, his remains have not been found.
Well, maybe those are the remains that they think Brian Laundrie
is. I was asking my husband about it. You know, I was telling him he just loves coming home from a 20-hour day and me being like, hey,
what do you think about this case?
Yeah. What do you think about this?
What do you say?
Wife got to disposing of her husband. He says that she must have done the cooking next to some kind of stream or something.
So then she just put it in there for
So then all the evidence of the roasting and everything like washed away.
I wonder. In Florida.
I don't know. No, in Oklahoma.
Oh, in Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Familiar terrain to him.
Yes, sorry. It is familiar terrain to Jeremiah. I don't know why she wants to cook him. Why?
When I read that, I said, that is the case for me.
Oh, my God. Like, she despises him so much. She's like, I'm not just going to kill you. I'm going to fucking cook you.
And she premeditated, like, cooking. For months.
Like a pig. Like she cooked him like a pig. So she's like, you're a fucking pig. You pig.
Yeah.
Cheating on me. You're going down like one. I don't know.
I'm not with it at all. Mm-mm.
And to do that alone. Oh, God. I don't know.
But I mean, she must have done some dismembering in the apartment because, how did she get him out of there?
Well, you wrap him up and you put him on a dolly.
Right. She's smart. She's so smart.
Yeah.
She figured it out.
I mean, I'm telling you.
It could be done.
Somehow today I got from the freeway on ramp was closed off. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I got probably 20 miles. And I thought to myself, that freeway off on ramp was closed. How the hell did I get on the freeway? Like, I don't even recall doing the detour, you know? Yeah. And then I thought for a quick second, am I still alive? Like, did this really happen? Like, I don't remember the last 20 miles. So I don't know.
Interesting. Sounds like studying in high school for me.
Totally.
You know, where you like read a book and you're like, I didn't retain any of that.
Yes, I did. I actually talked to one of my kids' teachers about that because that's not abnormal that happens.
Because y'all feed us boring shit K through 12.
Seriously.
Yeah. Stuff did not get good till college.
I did like a couple books that I read in high school. They probably are not even being read anymore, but if they're a little more thrilling, my daughter's reading Percy Jackson and she is loving it. So, you know, when they're good, they're good, but
get some. They start.
Like, I feel like
reading true crime to the kiddos.
Seriously,
get them hooked, right?
I think.
You know what I was thinking about. My superpower is I'm forever. You know, I decorate a lot, and I'm forever. I got to go into our
attic, yeah,
and get all the shit down. And you got to go. You know, you got to get up there via ladder. And I always have to bug my husband. Go get me the shit. Give me the shit. And he's like, no. It's too early. And so I say, I will show you. And I get my ass up there and you'd be amazed at how I can figure out how to rig these heavy boxes.
I'm having an issue.
You're having an issue. On YouTube,
I'm having a
Tab's closet is exposed.
All right. Well, that was a really interesting episode. Thank you for bringing that to us. Now you're dealing with your shit.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes. Anyways, you guys, like I said, every other time, please tell your friends about us if you like us. Also, we have been getting some really good reviews, and I just want to tell you that we really appreciate them and we read them. And if you would like to give us another review, or not another one, just one, it's fine, on Apple, if you listen to us there, please do. Want to thank Danica and Tink, Mrs. Banky, Angie, Mick, DB, M. Graceface, like the name, Mick Christie, Elisa, Just a Mom in Texas, Christina Barnes, V. Jeans, Wands D. Mom, Han Kimmy, Rowdy Robin. Thank you all so much for
muchas gracias
giving us a review. Please also think about doing that for us. My mic is going out for some reason. Think about doing that for us. If you love us even more and want more of us, go to Housewives or go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. Also join our Facebook group. It's a private group and we chat crime on Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook. We have an Instagram. We have all that shit. We do not
search us.
Have Twitter. Sorry. Can't do that.
We don't Twitter.
We don't tweet.
We're not twats.
We don't twat. We're not twats. So we don't tweet.
We don't Twitter.
But if you do, more power to you.
Yeah.
But we thank you for listening. I know we have a lot of new listeners these days. And so, you know, clink, clink. Give us suggestions. Also, we have an email, housewivesoftruecrime@gmail.com, if you would like to email us. And that's it. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.